Hello, I'm Dr. Nusrat Fatima, author of this research paper. The current research paper describes about the utility of cell-free mitochondrial DNA in acute ischemic stroke patients as one of the potential biomarkers to assess the disease severity. Ischemic stroke occurs when there is a temporary or permanent decrease in cerebral blood flow caused by an embolus or a local thrombosis. The interaction of complex pathophysiologic processes such as excitotoxicity, inflammation, and apoptosis causes tissue damage after cerebral ischemia. In most stroke patients, the blood-brain barrier is also compromised and the release of biochemical protein markers and neuronal DNA into the circulation may allow for further evaluation of patients with cerebrovascular disease. Several blood biomarkers have been studied to determine the severity and outcome of stroke with their limited roles. There is a need to establish a molecular marker which correlates with pathophysiological condition of acute ischemic stroke. DNA is thought to be liberated into the plasma shortly after the onset of an ischemic stroke and then gradually reduced. The goal of this study was to see if there was a link between mitochondrial DNA levels in plasma and clinical severity and outcome in ischemic stroke patients. For establishing stroke prognostic and diagnostic criteria, dynamic determination of plasma cell-free mitochondrial DNA appears to be a valid and reliable option. This research compared the real-time expression of cell-free mitochondrial DNA in D1 gene in ischemic stroke patients and healthy controls. Real-time quantitative PCR-based quantification of cell-free mitochondrial DNA through ND1 expression showed significant difference between values at onset and at 24 hours of treatment, which also predicted significant diagnostic value between the groups during ROC curve analysis. This result revealed that RT-qPCR can provide more specific and sensitive information during prognostication of patients with ischemic stroke, with the goal of identifying the distinctiveness of cell-free mitochondrial DNA in ischemic stroke patients, which could aid in the development of clinical values for assessing stroke disease status in the near future perspective.